Years ago, in Pensauken, a small urban town in southern New Jersey, my paternal grandmother lived with her two unmarried but grown children, Manolo and Lourdes. My paternal grandmother's name was Balbina Porcapote del Castillo y Quiñones, but everyone who knew her called her Mama. I think that's because she was the epitome of motherhood. Mama was filled with compassion and unconditional love for everyone and everything. She also had the patience of Job, and boy, could she cook up a storm and love to do it. But above all, Mama had a sense of humor which could lighten up any situation and fill any room with pure joy, alegría. All this wrapped up in a 4-foot-10-inch bundle of energy, she truly was everyone's Mama. One fall day, while Mama was home alone, she heard over el radio, the radio, that a bear, el oso, had somehow escaped being transported to the Philadelphia Zoo, and authorities had been unable to track it down. Well, all day long, Mama was quite concerned about El Oso, this bear. After all, the Philadelphia Zoo was just over the bridge. So she listened carefully to every single news report en El Radio. Mama made sure that the front and back doors were locked tight, because she knew that Uncle Manolo wouldn't be home until late evening, and that Aunt Lourdes always rang the front doorbell when she came home from work, so that Mama could let her in the house, entrar en la casa. Poor Aunt Lourdes had severe rheumatoid arthritis, and her hands, las manos, were particularly crippled and bent, making it difficult to work a key in the front door lock. So all afternoon, Mama waited for Aunt Lourdes to come home. She sat in her favorite Windsor rocking chair, working on her embroidery while she waited. But from her chair, she could only see out the top half of the front door, la puerta, because only the top half had a pane of glass in it. So occasionally, Mama would get up from her chair and cautiously go over to the front door to see if perhaps Lourdes decided to come home early and was coming up the steps to the front porch. No Lourdes. All afternoon, Mama waited and worried. Around 5 p.m., Mama decided to finish cooking the arroz con pollo, chicken and rice, an old family favorite. She was in the kitchen, adding a pinch more thyme al arroz to the rice and replacing the paper towel between the lid and the pot to absorb the starch and keep the rice from sticking together. There Mama was, adding her love to the rice, when suddenly she heard a big noise coming from the front door. She turned and scurried down the hallway to the living room. I say scurried because Mama always wore these old pink open-back slippers whenever she was in the house, and they made this slopping sound as she walked. When Mama entered the living room, por supuesto, of course, she expected to see Lourdes standing at la puerta, the front door. But Mama stopped dead in her tracks, for there was El Oso, the bear. She could see tufts of the bear's brown furry back sticking up above the glass pane in the door. Mama started to yell,
"Ay, Dios mío, el oso, is the bear, ay, 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 el oso, ayúdame, ayúdame, help me."
Then Mama turned and scurried as fast as she could back into the kitchen, where she hid inside the broom closet. Just then, at the front door, Aunt Lourdes slowly stood up. She was wearing her brand new full-length mink coat, which she had just purchased from Gimbel's department store in Philly and wanted to surprise Mama. But when Lourdes went to ring the doorbell, she accidentally dropped her pocketbook on the doormat and it took her a while to bend down and pick it up, just as Mamá arrived at la puerta. Por supuesto, of course, Mamá thought she saw el oso. Lourdes pounded on the front door.
Mamá, let me in. ¿Qué pasa? What's the matter with you? Why are you yelling? Mamá, mamisita, mamá, abra la puerta. Open the door, por favor, please.
But all Lourdes could hear was a little voice coming all the way from the kitchen.
El oso. Ay, ay, ay. El oso.
Well, it was some time before Mamá was convinced to come out of the broom closet and let Lourdes safely dentro de la casa, inside the house.